If you wonder why we weren't on yesterday, it's because I got a text at like 5 o'clock saying I can't go on.
But it was more than don't feel good. I mean, I had food poisoning. Like, I've only had once before in my life. I had food poisoning once years ago. That's like, it's so iconic. We talk about it all the time. It ended in the hospital. Hmm. It was so bad. I could not get off the floor of the bathroom all night long. It was coming out of every end. I was vomiting and shitting at the same time. It was the worst ever.
But you eat like four things.
Well, that's it. So I was thinking like, God, that'll never happen to me again. And sure enough, yesterday, I didn't know why I was sick or what I had eaten. I couldn't figure it out until I started vomiting. And then I saw, oh, it was blueberries, because I was vomiting up all the blueberries I had eaten. So I guess that the blueberries had some kind of bacteria or E. coli.
How many
or
did
something.
You eat?
I put them in my cereal. And
right.
Then I was like popping in my mouth while I was putting them in my cereal. So I ate them. I ate a whole bunch in my cereal and I started eating them. And I was like, they're a little sour. They're not as sweet as I like. So I actually did not finish what was in the bowl. Mm. So had I finished what was in the bowl, we wouldn't be talking now. I would definitely have been hospitalized. So I only had like about a handful, but it was enough. It was the kind of sick where you ever get so nauseous that you're laying in a position and it's not quite, you're so nauseous. You got to turn just slightly. And then maybe if you lay on your arm and keep your head in a certain position, okay, right there. Yeah. Okay. So I'm not nauseous right now. I can lay like this for a minute. And then, and I couldn't watch TV because every show I put on was making me sick. Like either the music and the commercial was making me nauseous or
the guy commercial with hamburgers.
It wasn't even food. It was just like somebody's voice was making me sick. You know, like I tried to watch South Park, but, you know, that little near in between was making me sick. Then I tried game shows, but every time I heard ding, I was, something made me want to vomit. So I was laying in the room in like a cold, dark room with no noise and no nothing, because any sound. My boyfriend was like, why don't you put some music on? I was like, it's going to make me vomit. Like, I cannot. So I finally found a position that I could lay in for a couple of minutes that I'm not going to get sick. And sure enough, I turn a little bit and that's it. It's coming up again. Mm. And that's when I ran to the bathroom and just started throwing up like crazy. And I was like, oh, blueberries. That's what it must have been. Oh, I saw the blueberries. God. I was like, oh, that's what's making me sick. But it got so bad at one point that I actually shit myself, which I've never done in my entire... I've
since
never, ever...
Two. Since you were 2 years old.
Since I was two. I have never gone number two in my own pants.
Oh, my God.
As an adult. And I've heard people do it, but
what
I was like, that's not...
What the hell is wrong with you?
Okay. So remember when you had your colonoscopy? And you drink that stuff. And at the end of the colonoscopy, you were saying that it's just like liquid.
Yeah.
That's sorry to gross everybody out, but that's where it was. It was like, it was just shooting out of me at that point. I didn't even feel it coming. It was just happening. So I go to the bathroom. I try and get it all out. And I realize, well, I can't put a pair of shorts back on because that's not going to work. And I thought, well, I don't have adult diapers here. I don't have dog diapers. So I took a whole wad of paper towels and I taped them together
and I made a diaper.
I made a diaper out of paper towels and then I put them in a pair of tight underwear to hold it up. So in case it happened again, I was sitting there with, and you know, I didn't tell you this part, but I actually agreed to do an interview yesterday and I couldn't get out of it because it was for like a major national. It was only a couple of minutes. It was a quick couple of questions, but it was right after I just vomited four times and I just shit myself. and I'm sitting there doing my interview with my homemade diaper.
Oh,
just like,
God.
I can't wait till this interview is over because I need to go make sure that this diaper doesn't need to be changed. Like it was, thank God it was like a 5 minute interview. It wasn't long at all, but I couldn't get out of it because I'd made the plans weeks earlier and I had a bucket next to me in case I had a vomit. And I thought I could always hit the mute button and they could think that we just got cut off.
Wow.
Oh, we must've gotten cut off. I don't know where Cooper went. Yeah.
You should have said, let's stop the interview right now and let me tell you a story. What I'm wearing right now is going to be the best radio you've ever heard.
I'm wearing a homemade diaper made out of Bounty.
With tape.
Yeah, with duct tape.
And I just shit myself like I'm two. And if you make a ding noise or a South Park noise, I might throw up.
Yeah, it'll make me vomit. But you know what's interesting? I feel like we should maybe be sponsored by Bounty, because if you are ever in this situation, I highly recommend Bounty is the quicker picker upper. It really, it does absorb. It was amazing to me how much it was able to take. Like without my feeling like I was wet in my pants. Oh my Do you know what I mean? Like I was really surprised. I thought, oh, wow, I wore this and I'm fine. But I went to the bathroom and turns out I had soiled my diaper.
There was one time we were on the air and I was so sick that I wanted to call off the show, but we couldn't because we were on 180 stations. So I came to work that night and had a trash can next to me the whole time we're doing the show. And what's the topic Cooper comes up with? Let's make Anthony throw up.
That's right.
Yeah, callers were like, hey, by the way, I ate poo once. Oh, oh, what's the next call? Oh, God.
I made a sandwich once where I had to take the mayonnaise and mix it with turpentine. And yeah, people were like, you're right. Somebody called up and told you about some raw fish that they ate, like, right? Yeah. Some like herring. People were definitely trying to come up with the weirdest, grossest food to make you throw up.
Yeah. So you being on an interview in a Bounty diaper doesn't make me feel bad at all. That's what you deserve.
Yeah. That was major karma right there for sure. I was like, yeah, you know, at least there's nobody calling in and asking me, you know, have I ever eaten rocks dipped in chocolate or something that was going to make me vomit.
Well, you live in a one bedroom, one bath.
That's right.
That's right. I can't imagine the hell people go through, like you, who are in the bathroom every 5 minutes. And I mean, what happens if Joe's in there?
Well, that was the thing. Luckily, Joe is at work and he came home to check on me and he went and used the bathroom. I was like, hurry.
Yeah. No, we're not playing games here.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just peeing. I was like, no, hurry. No.
Use the sink in the kitchen. You need to stay out of that room.
Well, I was about to use the sink in the kitchen, but he came out of the bathroom and he turned off the light and put the toilet seat down. I said, no. Toilet seat up, light on, door open. I need nothing to do. Yeah. I need to be able to run right in there and have it waiting for me.
Oh, dear God.
I can't turn on the light. I can't lift a seat. This has to happen in a matter of seconds. Otherwise, somebody's got to clean up the floor. It's going to be bad.
That's love. Because, Joe, by the way, I'm wearing a Bounty diaper. And thank God Devo canceled. Because I would have had to gone to Devo in a Bounty diaper.
In a Bounty diaper.